On the Big 550 KTRS.
Thursday is Give STL Day, a day to celebrate and support our nonprofits. And this week, we're featuring some of those great organizations. Mindy Pierce leads the St. Louis Science Center's marketing and communications team. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Heidi. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, Mindy, I think a lot of us forget the Science Center is a nonprofit.
Yes, we definitely rely on the philanthropic support from the community so that we can continue to change lives with science learning and hands-on exploration.
Absolutely. I mean, science is all around us, but how do you guys inspire curiosity, especially in STEM?
Well, St. Louis is a science city, and that idea leads everything we do right now, from how we look at transforming our building to programming. And STEM is everywhere. You know, you hear a lot of people talk about not feeling like they're a science person. Perhaps mm-hmm. you had an intimidating course in school. I know that for me, chemistry was my big challenge. And so I might have graduated high school thinking that I was not a science person, but science is all around us. It's the technology we use. It's the food we eat. It's the engineering of our buildings, the weather outside. And so everybody is a science person. And the great thing about coming to the Science Center is you can explore those things in a non-judgmental environment. So come and learn hands-on.
Hands-on is key. I mean, I can't tell you how many times through the years I was there blowing something up or setting something on fire. And I don't care who you are. That's fun.
Yes.
Yes. You know, we mentioned this, but the Science Center is free. And if you travel to any other city, that is really odd. But that's something that everybody there at the Science Center wants to see continue.
Yes, we are very grateful for the support of the St. Louis community that allows us to be free to enter every day. And that helps remove some of the barriers that people in other cities might face if they want to come and see one of their local museums. So it's definitely unique to St. Louis. And it's a wonderful gift to our city.
It certainly is. We're talking to Mindy Pierce, Marketing Communications with the St. Louis Science Center. The Blue Well Story exhibition is opening later this month. What will we be able to do and see with that?
Oh, this is a beautiful exhibit. We are so excited. Installation has started. We open to the public on May 23rd, and we will have the exhibition until January 10th in 2027, so people will have some time to come and explore about blue whales. But the exhibition basically was created by an unfortunate incident where 9 blue whales became trapped in ice up off the coast of Canada and unfortunately passed away, which at that time was about 20% of the blue whale species.
Oh.
So scientists were able to study blue whales and do some research and build this exhibition. Thankfully, the species has started to come back, but people can come and see the replica of a blue whale skeleton, which this is the biggest mammal in the world. So it's a very impressive sight, and see a replica of a blue whale heart, along with the interactive experiences that people come to the Science Center for. So we are very thrilled to have that.
With the planetarium, there's a lot of space stuff over there, and we just had a very famous NASA mission that went around the moon. So that kids can certainly relate to that. They can run straight to that. And you mentioned the STEM. You can build a bridge over the bridge that crosses over Highway 40. There's a lot of building stuff there. There's dinosaurs. There's special exhibits like the blue whale. The video game stuff that I saw last time I was there. What kind of holes, though, is our St. Louis Science Center missing? What would you like to see added to the Science Center in the coming years?
Well, I think that we are always evaluating how we can explore artificial intelligence. And the challenge with that is how we keep it up to date. That is certainly one area that we know that the public is interested in. Gaming is still popular. Our game exploration gallery has seen many lives over the past few years, and so there might be an opportunity to take gaming into the future. We also are looking into some of the emerging sectors so that we can prepare the next generation of STEM professionals, so looking at things like healthcare and manufacturing and those kind of topics. So there's just a lot of opportunity. And again, STEM is all around us. So we have some exciting things that will be coming to the St. Louis Science Center.
Mindy, Josh mentioned the planetarium, but you're also doing an upgrade there. How will the planetarium change?
Well, we are undergoing the largest technology upgrade in more than 25 years with the planetariums. So, yes, it's very exciting. We'll be one of the most advanced planetariums in the country. So we have a new star ball, and then we also have the Digistar system that provides a hybrid technology experience to look at the stars. The stars will be more in-depth than ever. We can see things like exoplanets. We can look deeper into space than we've ever been able to in the planetarium. And then we also have the technology to be able to look back down at Earth and map the Earth using some geospatial technology. So this is a very exciting time, and we are looking forward to opening to the community at some point this summer.
And this one's on me, Mindy, but I've only seen in the planetarium the Beatles light show. And that one, I own that one. But what is a planetarium show like? What are we seeing? Are we seeing, you know, the whole Milky Way galaxy? Is it a story? Do you tell us? Do you walk us through some of the constellations that we could see at night?
Yeah, so the unique thing about the McDonald Planetarium is that our shows are live. So you have a live educator who is taking you through a theme show. So it could be about constellations. It could be the sky at a during a certain season. One of my favorite shows is The Live Sky Tonight. So that takes you through what you will see at different points of the evening at 6 o'clock, at 8 o'clock. And it removes the light pollution that, you know, living in the St. Louis area sometimes obstructs those views. So you will be able to see what constellations or formations you're able to see that evening.
Absolutely. And before we let you go, I think a lot of people assume the Science Center is for kids. I mean, you have something for every age, even the adults. I mean, there's beer tastings. There's all kinds of fun things going on.
Hello.
Yeah, we have definitely a Science Center is for everyone, both every day and then through events like our Science Center Up Late event. This is an event that is about to celebrate a one-year anniversary, but it is 21 and up. And so there's drinks and experiences that you can have and not feel like you're standing in front of a child who's trying to play with an exhibit. These are themed events. So we have one coming up in July that is Experience Sound. So we'll explore things around sound in a hands-on way, but a lot of fun and drinks and food. They just have been a blast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so much to do and see. And of course, the St. Louis Science Center is a nonprofit in honor of Give STL Day. Of course, that's why we're talking about this. Donations are always accepted and helpful. And if you want to learn more about the St. Louis Science Center, you can go to slsc.org.
And Mindy, I'll tell you this, I don't have any problems playing with the toys in front of the kids, but my wife does pull my shirt sleeve and said, let the kids go first. All right.
Well, it sounds like we have a few things for you to come out and see this summer.
Yeah, and maybe without the kids.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mindy.
Bob, yoga under the stars.
Very
in the
nice.
There's so much to do. Thanks, Mindy. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
You know, another place where kids are truly taken care of is Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. I mean, it is not a place that you obviously want to be with your child, but if your child is sick, it is the place you want to be because they are some of the best of the best. We're talking about the surgeons, the doctors, the nurses, the therapists, and they all work together as a team to make sure that your child is